The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I'm sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me.' The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us.' He said to them, 'I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As was the practice at the time, my mom had to quit her job as an engineer at IBM when my sister and I were born. My mom was definitely not the kind of person who could sit still, so she poured herself into volunteering. She felt called to volunteer as church treasurer, Girl Scout leader, president of women's groups, and hospital volunteers. She ran fundraisers. Anything that helped another person, she did it. I thought she was incredible. She was very smart. I never saw her fail. She spoke her mind, but was wise in doing so. And strong, oh my goodness, that woman was strong. But when I was maybe 14, she came home one day in tears, absolutely sobbing in tears. After dedicating herself to one of the organizations, speaking out for what she knew in her heart was right, faithful to her own truth and her own faith, she was rejected. I sat with her that day and I held her hands while she cried. The rejection couldn't be contained inside this strong woman anymore, but it flowed out freely. I'm not sure why I remember this experience so vividly, but whenever I think of rejection, I think of this story. My mom had spoken out for something she believed in, something she was called to do, and she was rejected. And it hurt. I suspect most of us have been rejected at one time or another, disregarded, set aside, dismissed. Sometimes rejections are because of who we are. In honor of our daughter's wedding, I watched my big fat Greek wedding again this weekend. If you remember the movie, the lead character was rejected as a child because she was Greek, had swarthy sideburns, And she ate moussaka for lunch instead of a sandwich on Wonder Bread. As a child, we may have been rejected because we were not smart enough, perhaps wore nerdy clothes, hung out even with the wrong people, or went to the uncool church. We may have been rejected not only because of who we are, we may also be rejected today for what we believe. We might support a different political party, or speak out on gun rights or abortion or immigration, interpret scripture differently, or actually love another. Rejection hurts, and we don't always want to feel that pain. So we often keep quiet and utter safe generalities, hoping not to ruffle feathers. We hunker down and hide out. Yet Jesus today sends his disciples, more than 70 of them, like lambs out into the midst of the wolves. Jesus knows they are going to be hurt. He knows they will be rejected, but he sends them anyway, to experience a taste of the ultimate rejection he will experience, to know that the gospel, when spoken in truth, is radical, both comforting the afflicted and afflicting the comforted. Jesus sent them with nothing. No purse, no bag, no sandals. He didn't arm them to do battle. No swords or no weapons of any kind, not even harsh or demeaning words. Instead, he armed them with peace, God's peace, the ultimate confidence in God's abiding presence. Jesus then tells the disciples not to stop and talk with people on the road. Stay focused. Sharing the gospel is urgent. Don't judge a house before you even go into it. Don't try and figure out who will reject or accept the gospel. Don't try and decide who God loves. God loves all. Just go. Once you're in, don't eat your own packed lunch, but take the meal that is offered you. This will make you vulnerable and dependent on others. That's hard, but do it anyway. Sit at the table. Talk with each other. Even if they reject you, tell them that the kingdom of God is here now. We know this wasn't easy for the disciples, and it's not easy for us today either. But we are called to speak the gospel, to speak out in truth, in love, for God, for each other. When we truly speak the gospel, we too are like lambs sent into the midst of the wolves. Dietrich Bonhoeffer took action against the Nazis' extermination of the Jews in Germany and was later hung. An Arizona man left water in the desert so those coming across the border wouldn't die of thirst and was initially arrested. A student came forward after being raped at a Texas seminary and was told not to report her allegations, but to pray for and forgive the rapist. A sixth grader stopped a classmate from bullying her friend and was later slammed against the lockers. A man cast a vote against a well-loved but very corrupt politician and then was not invited to the family Thanksgiving dinner. Lambs who speak the truth, who live out the kingdom of God now, sharing God's love with all, even in the midst of the wolves. Lambs who are rejected, hated, and chastised. It's easy to become weary of doing the right thing, of speaking the gospel, then being beaten down time and time again. St. Paul knows this as he wrote in the letter to Galatians today, "Let us not become weary in doing good. Instead, keep doing what God has called you to do. Keep speaking the gospel." Jesus tells his disciples and us two things this morning. First, you have my peace. Peace which passes all understanding, overflowing and abundant peace. Peace which will sustain us through the most difficult of rejections. Peace we must grab hold of in order to share the gospel. Second, when we are rejected doing what God has called us to do, and we will be, Jesus tells us to wipe the dust off our feet. When Alan and our son Brian canoed the Canadian boundary waters, they had to carry their canoes between the lakes, and the mud was so deep that it came up to their calves. They had to stop constantly and wash off the mud. Otherwise, the weight of the mud on their boots made it impossible for them to keep moving ahead. When we speak the gospel and are rejected, we must wipe the dust off our feet so that we are not burdened by the rejection. Even the slightest speck of dust can weigh us down and make us question what God has called us to do. We don't need to figure out why we were rejected. God will do that. We just need to get the dust off so that we can continue speaking the truth and living out the gospel. As Paul says, let us not grow weary. At the proper time, when we do not give up, when we continue doing what God has called each of us to do and what God has strengthened us to do, the kingdom of God will reap a harvest greater than any we can possibly imagine. Thanks be to God for that. Amen.